In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Getting right back into it. Guest in the studio, if you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, whatever it is you do, YouTube as well. Graham Zusi in studio with us today. Coming off the weekend that was exciting, man. I was down there at Power and Light on Friday. It was the juices were flowing. It was a little chilly. Hard to get into the soccer mode there, but how are you on this wonderful Monday morning?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great.
Still doing outstanding, man.
Still got the great hair and the beard, man. Just aging like fine wine, right?
That's the plan, right?
Hey, man, whatever it is. So I do want to bring this up because Kansas City, man, what a hell of a place for soccer. I mean, or football, whatever we call it these days.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, like, what a turnout. I know it could have probably been better. It was a Friday after a holiday. It was kind of cold, but still a lot of people there, a lot of activities going on, the excitement. And I think what I took from it is in Kansas City, we'll get to Team USA in a little bit, but in Kansas City, think about this. Leo Messi's going to play here, right, for Argentina. Mm-hmm. Not only that, if Portugal does their job, you've got a chance in the middle of Kansas City, in the middle of America, to see Ronaldo and Messi possibly play each other at Arrowhead Stadium.
I swear.
Kansas it's like, City Stadium.
I'm sorry, yeah, Kansas City, City Stadium.
That's right. Yeah, these scripts seem to write themselves, don't they? Mm-hmm. And, man, that would be such a cool stage to show out Kansas City. A lot has to go right to make that happen, but I mean, weird things have happened, and those are the top two teams in their groups, and you know, if everyone wins out the way they're supposed to, it's a possibility. So to see those two guys come together, probably for the last time in a really major stage, to do that in Kansas City would be pretty special.
What do you think a ticket for that game would cost?
I don't even want to know. I'm going to try to get something sweet for that one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, just think about like the big events that we've been to, whether it's a Super Bowl or whether it's a Final Four or anything like that. Like everything that you think you've seen from a bigness standpoint and paying big time prices, you haven't yet. We haven't yet seeing what's going to happen here, yeah. You know, with the World Cup. And for those who are kind of like not understanding what to expect, what should fans expect here in Kansas City? Not fans, but just residents of Kansas City.
Yeah, I think the kind of metaphor that's going on is it's a Super Bowl every single game day. And that's not hyperbole at all. I fortunately had the amazing opportunity to play in a World Cup down in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And for as huge as soccer is down there, I saw what a game day was like, and it was incredible. I'll tell you guys a quick story about Brazil. But we were our hub city was Sao Paulo, Brazil, which is, I mean, New York times what, 5-10?
Wow,
gigantic city. And throughout a match week, the streets are just filled with people from Brazil, from all over the world. And it's just like this joyous occasion. But then when Brazil played a match, it was a absolute ghost town. Mm-hmm. It was the craziest thing. You could hear a pin drop in the streets of this gigantic city. But when Brazil scored a goal, you would hear this like explosion of sound coming from all the buildings and apartment buildings. And it was just the coolest thing to experience.
Yeah, I got to be in Italy when Italy won the cup in 06. I'll never forget it. We were on a city bus, and the guy was listening to the game, and they won. And he just stopped the bus and got out. We're like, now what? I don't care. I mean, we're going, and like the whole place.
Here's the keys.
Yeah, I mean, like everybody like just celebrated. Like, and I always remember that. I'm like, damn, I wish we had that here in the United States, but we're so segmented with our professional teams that we never have that, like that true nationalism, or we've never been good enough really, you know, to have kind of that true nationalism. I wonder if the United States ever won the World Cup, what it would be like in the United States if it was like it is in other countries where they really, really value what we're going to see here.
Yeah, I you know, we are a young country in terms of the sport. Mm-hmm. You look at really anywhere around the world, and it's, you know, the leagues are hundreds of years old, so they've had time to build that just passion for the sport. I think we're well on our way. I think you see the growth of soccer in this country. The fan support has skyrocketed. I mean, I look at just my career, and I saw the sport grow, massively throughout those years. And it's just going to continue to do so exponentially. So I think the U.S. has really peaked in terms of their form at the right time. If you had asked me even 8 or 9 months ago, I would have kind of gritted my teeth and said, we'll do okay. But really, the guys have come together at a great time. And I think that Poch has got these guys clicking on all cylinders at the right time.
Yeah, you're spearheaded with this team with the leader, I think, in Pulisic. Obviously, yeah. The young, talented kid that can – maybe not a kid now anymore. He's getting older in the game, getting in that prime of 25, right, in soccer. But a favorable group for the Team USA, is it knockout round or bust?
Well, I think, you talk about on paper, right? Mm-hmm. And as we all know in the sports world, on paper doesn't really mean much.
Right.
But we got about as favorable a draw as we possibly could have this past Friday. So I think the mentality absolutely has to be, let's win our group. Mm-hmm. And that puts us in a really, really good spot to go deep in this tournament. That draw was, I think as a fan, as we all are now, and myself included, I got super stoked on it. I thought that this was such a great opportunity for us to go deep in the tournament. And if we win that group, it gives us a competitor of a third place game, or a third place in a different group. Mm-hmm. And again, we should win that game as well. And then that puts us in a round of 16 where, gosh, anything can happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still have like memorabilia like in a certain spot in your house, or does that kind of thing do that for you? I know you said you played in Brazil, obviously World Cup, that's huge for your career.
Yeah.
I would assume World Cup is like the end all be all echelon of like a footballer for their career. I didn't know if you had anything that you've stashed away where. Right.
Yeah. So I was never a, you know, hang something on the wall kind of guy. I don't have my man cave yet. But I occasionally will, you know, if I'm going and grabbing the Christmas decorations out, I've got a couple big plastic boxes full of, you know, jerseys I've traded throughout the years. And yeah, like World Cup, everyone got a coin and a couple other things that you come across those things and it kind of brings a flood of memories back. And yeah, I absolutely had that feeling not too long ago when I was trying to find an old jersey. I think I was trying to find a Roger Espinoza jersey from Honduras. Nice. And I came across some of those things and it just, you can't help but stop and go through them again. And each item brings back a flood of memories. And I certainly had that from Brazil back in 2014.
Graham Zusi with us. So what do you expect for Kansas City? Like, what can fans truly expect when they come here? What's going to be going on for everybody?
It's going to be mayhem, but in an absolutely fun way. And what I've come to know about Kansas City is how much we love to host and throw a party. What I look forward to is hearing some of those stories about, you know, if someone's hotel's reservation didn't pan out, and then someone from Kansas City opens their doors to a fan from Argentina or wherever it may be. I really look forward to hearing some of those stories. I think it's going to be Kansas City doing its thing, and I think. Once this thing is said and done, people from around the world will have such an appreciation of this place.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to really shine. For sure. and let people know who we are as a city too. And hopefully, you know, people look at that and they go, oh, all right, this is a good place. And maybe it's the place that you want to come back to and see. You know, a lot of people are putting a lot of hard work into making sure this thing works, you know?
No, there really has been. I saw some of the – excuse me – some of the numbers for just like the volunteers to help out in Kansas City, and it was in the thousands of volunteers. It's just a special place, and absolutely, I 100% agree with you. I've seen it firsthand with some of our players who came to Kansas City just to play, but have remained here to you know. Lay down the roots and raise a family in Kansas City because they realize what a special place it is.
Who's the team? Who's the favorite? Is it England? Because I've heard England. I've heard France. Obviously, I mean Germany's always a powerhouse. Who's the team? Graham Zusi's got his eye on.
England has been scratching at the door for sure in the past few tournaments. I don't think you can count out Argentina again. They've got such a great array of players as well. Hopefully, I really hope Messi's healthy and ready for this tournament. I don't see it not happening. I really don't. But he's got such an incredible supporting cast around him that they're just a powerhouse of a team. Portugal's got a great team as well. I mean, gosh, I think experience is going to go a long way in this tournament as well. Argentina. I think has that right now. I think they know how to win. I think when the game's on the line, that experience really shines through. So I can see them making a really good run at it. I hope for the sake of just soccer in this world, I hope England goes deep. But what I'm really excited about as well is seeing some of those Cinderella stories. Mm-hmm. This is an expanded size of a tournament mm-hmm. With the 48 team. So I think only naturally you're going to see some of those upsets early on, And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those Cinderella stories.
No doubt. Well, Graham, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming in here. Keep doing what you do and, you know, get ready for the World Cup. We're 5 months away and 2.5 weeks away from Christmas. So it's getting here.
It's going to fly by and I can't be more excited about it.
I mean, once we get past the holidays, man, it is full speed ahead towards the World Cup, right?
100%.
Well, Graham, we appreciate the time. That's Graham Zusi here with us on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get to name that chief. Plus, we'll get to Derek Johnson as well. You'll want to listen because you qualify every day. You can qualify, then we'll have one winner for a grand prize winner of a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to that. Plus, Derek Johnson here, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, before we get to our guy DJ, we're going to play a little highlight here, and it's Name That Chief. Every day this week at this time, we're going to qualify one individual to win a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee. So each day, we're going to play the highlight. You guess which chief it is. You be caller number 5 to 913-586-7965. Tell Mac who that chief is, and you will be today's qualifier. Here's the highlight.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is in the game now, not running him. Back. They fake to him. Mahomes throws right side. Caught at the 5, angling right. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rookie, his first postseason touchdown. An 11-yard crossing pattern. And just like Germany, the Chiefs have an outstanding opening drive for a touchdown to start the game.
Wow, there it is. If you know who that chief is, be caller number 5, and you will be today's qualifier for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card that will be announced at the end of the week. We'll do one qualifier every day. That's 5 qualifiers, and then we will pick a winner for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card. It is time to talk to Derek Johnson. We've already played this.
I was confused. I was like, wait, didn't this already happen?
Yes, we already played it. I said, before we get the DJ, we'll
it's
do
so
this.
Good, I want to play it again. Let's get to Derek Johnson here. DJ, so good you hear it twice. Last night, biggest takeaway last night, was it the fourth down call? Was it drops? What was it for you last night?
Oh, man, it was one of those situations where a little bit of everything, you know, turnovers, decision making when it comes to that fourth down in the fourth quarter, some key blitzes that we didn't contain Stroud just to keep him in the well. He made some great plays. I mean, defensively, second half we freaking shut him down, and offensively, we just made a few more mistakes that usually we don't have. I mean, Pat Mahomes was, I mean, he was scratching at the bit. Wasn't a perfect game. And you add some drops in there. I don't know, man. It's kind of all over the place, wherever we want to go with it, man. Yeah,
it really is. Golly is the right way to put it. I mean, but again, this is who they are this year. They're not a playoff team. The season, for all intents and purposes, is over. We're playing now, you know, out the string, you know, for this thing. But again, DJ, like, every game is the same song and dance where your stars, your big name players made mistakes. And last night, that was Andy Reid. I mean, that was the worst decision he's ever made as the coach of this Chiefs team from a play calling standpoint, to go for it in that situation when your defense is playing as good as they were. You put them in a really, really bad spot and it backfired.
Yeah. I've never coached, and I know there are some hard decisions that you have to make, and I'm sure he's not happy about that one. You know, that's one where you say, man, I got to take this one back. I got to put it on the defense. One thing about defensive players, when we're playing good, let us roll. Let us roll. Just we're okay with you punting the ball, not turning the ball over, and having the opportunity to play good defense, and we were on the roll, and that kind of gave them a little bit more juice. And I'm sure Andy knows that. Andy's been coaching for a long, long time, and he even said he felt good about that opportunity, but it was a mistake on his part. Look in hindsight.
I know there's yeah, for sure. I know there's a lot of professionalism that goes into the game and on the sidelines, but when that call gets called, and you're a defensive guy, and you saw, I mean, the defense, they understood what the assignment was coming out of that halftime locker room. They were electric. Everybody was getting to the quarterback. What's that do to you guys as a unit, knowing that if they punt the ball back down to the 25, you guys are rolling, like you said, when they're rolling, what's that do for you guys as a unit, seeing that they're going to go with the offense in that situation?
It's one of those things where we have confidence. We're not on the sideline saying, oh, no, don't do it. We're just like, man, that's a tough decision. You got Pat on the other side of the ball, so anything can happen. He was freaking scrapping at the bit. I mean, he was our leading rusher. I mean, he was doing everything he could. I honestly thought he would, you know, maybe, it was a pass play, but go back and run the ball. That's usually how it fares well for him. Just to put it in his own hands, but it didn't happen that way. And after the fact, defensively, you do have that in your head, like, dang it, man, we missed the opportunity. Now they're going to get a chance to kick a field goal or do something that they didn't earn. And defensively, it's tough for us. Tough.
You know, DJ, we're in a situation now that this organization has not been in a very, very, very long time, and that's playing out the string, playing in, you know, basically meaningless games kind of the rest of the way. You're not really playing for a playoff opportunity and whatnot. So what's the mindset for the players now going into these final four games, if you will, of the season?
Well, first of all, you got to be a professional. That's what all about being a professional is. Things happen during the season. Each year is a little bit different. We've had some great years around here at the Chiefs, and being in this situation, we got to handle it the right way. Meaning, finish the season off, give ourselves the best opportunity. Maybe, and that opportunity is probably, I mean, it's freaking super low, but at the end of the day, you only can control what you can control. And we had some tough breaks this year. I mean, there's some games where you say, man, this should have went our way. Last year, a couple years ago, we were winning a bunch of games by 1 point, 3 points, and now we're losing those games. So, it's a lot of parity in the NFL. A lot of teams are catching up to us, or I should say have caught up to us, and we just got to figure out a way to do our job better and take advantage of opportunities. We had opportunities now. This wasn't like we just played bad. We just, you know, drop a ball here, didn't contain on defense here, a couple mishaps when it comes to the running game, and it's just, man, a little bit too many things happening in the NFL. You're gonna get beat, and that's what happened.
Want to bring this up to you, DJ. What do you say to the people that would say, you know what, Mahomes looks a little banged up, the offensive line is banged up, why don't you just play backups and coast the rest of the year?
No, not with a competitor like Pat. If it's not that serious, if it's not, if he can still go, of course they would. That, you know, you want to, you know, the future is more important at this time, just because, you know, we don't have that a great opportunity to make the playoffs. Even if we went out, we need a lot of help. But being a professional, you got to be ready to go. And he's a competitor. He ain't sitting out. He wants to get out there and show that he can still do it. And he can. He really can. Like, he makes the throws. He makes the runs. We had some this year has been a weird year, man. It's been freaking weird.
Yeah, and you know, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. Drops, star players not showing up, Andy having, you know, tough times on the sidelines with some of his decisions that he's made. Spags hasn't been there. The defense hasn't been, you know, to that level it's needed to be. Sometimes maybe time just catches up with everybody too, DJ, and you've played, you know, 9 years and eight seasons. Sometimes eventually you just get worn down. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to say. And all good things do come to an end one day. I'm not saying this is the end. I'm just saying some things do have to change. It can be player-wise. It can be just scheme-wise. But somehow we got to figure out a way, if it's not the, you know, the rest of the year or the future years to come, we got to figure out a way to get that mojo and that magic back, because this is a little bit different how we're talking about Jacksonville. We're talking about, you know, Colts. We're talking about, you know, Texas. We're talking about all these other teams that usually we don't talk about. And it's a different moment in NFL right now.
DJ, we appreciate the time. There is still hope, so we'll see what happens. But I think we all know what's going to happen. So we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. That's Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a gloomy Monday. Let's start with it. One word on yesterday. Last night, specifically.
Final. The season's over. It's time to regroup. It's time to hit the reset button. And for the next couple of games of the season, you can just kind of kick back and, you know, watch it like it's spring training baseball, if you will, right? Don't make any judgments about players. Whatever you've decided through the first 14, that's where you need to go. That's what I'm doing. But final, this season now officially is over for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Last night's game. Coaching.
A good one.
That's my one word, coaching.
Yep.
Andy Reid, that's on you. The season was on the line. The team trusts their leader. Their leader failed their team. Plain and simple. You kick the ball. And again, I don't know if this team's a long run playoff team, but I know now, because of the decisions made last night from coaching, this team is not a playoff team. And if they win that game last night and they beat the Chargers in next week's game, then here they are. But now, none of that is there because coaching has decided to not do it. Hey, let's take the normal way to the lake. Or, hey, here's this new side road we can go. What are we doing? Saving 20 minutes, going down a path we have no idea where it could go? Why don't we just stick to what we normally do and trust the process? Okay.
It's really bad 2 weeks, though, for Andy Reid.
Sure,
you know, the punt in Dallas, you said it. What's the term that everybody keeps using? Is the most irresponsible punt of all time, or something?
Cowardly.
Like and then, but somebody had like something of like official about that. Like said it was one of the worst decisions to punt that they've seen in the NFL. Mm. And then yesterday, terrible decision to go for it. And I say that about third down as well. You've got an opportunity in a game if you know you're going to be in a fourth down situation. And you know you're going for it on fourth down, then you need to do better on third down. So you set yourself up for a better opportunity on fourth down. Mm. And that's where I have the biggest issue with it. No running backs in the backfield, and you're in a shotgun on fourth and one?
Hey, guys, here's what we're doing. It's
guys!
Crazy. Guys, here's what we're doing. Men. No Travis Kelce, no Rashee Rice. That neither of them spoke to the media after the game.
Shocker.
Yeah, here's Patrick Mahomes answering a question about Travis Kelce and his future.
Yeah, I mean, every season that I've had with him these last few years, I try to cherish because you never know. He got himself in great shape this year, and he's played great football, and he'll have the option to do whatever he wants to do after this season. But I know one thing is he'll give everything he has the rest of the season to try to give us a chance to make a playoff run.
There you go.
One word on that?
Mm-hmm.
Cliche.
Yeah.
My one word is responsible. I mean, Mahomes, I get it. Quarterbacks are told, or it's, I think, in a rule of the NFL that they're supposed to talk after every game. That just comes with the job. But why the hell's he got to answer questions about Travis? I'd have been like, you can ask him that. Well, he didn't talk. Well, that's on him. Next question. I don't mind Mahomes giving that answer, but I would have been a little bit more stern. I'd be pissed off. Be like, I don't know. Yeah. Ask him that question. Well, we couldn't. He didn't talk to the media. He refused to. Well, then that's on him. Next question.
Yeah, is it one word on the audio, or is it one word on Kelce and Rice not talking? Because I think they're two totally different things.
Walking through the front door. It's like he went through the back door. You know that one that's in the back left that's next to Cooper McDonald's locker?
Who?
That guy's on the roster.
Yeah. I heard of it.
That's where Rashee Rice went.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Come
to
on
me.
Now,
like,
man.
Like,
face the music.
If you can talk when things are good, you can talk when things are bad. And it shows you more responsibility, more of a leader. When things are down, you stand up there and you address those things. Everybody can have a good time. Everybody can party. Everybody can have fun. But when the times are tough, that's where the true character shows. It's what I've been saying over the last couple of weeks. And we haven't seen much out of this team. You lose a game like that, It didn't go your way, you got to be there and address the media afterwards.
It was negative in Chiefs world, but it wasn't all negative in sports world this weekend. We'll start with yesterday in the NFL. Jameis Winston debut on Fox pregame. Here he is.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duval the right way.
He went Duval.
How would you pronounce it, James?
Duval.
What's your Broadway one?
Duval. Yes.
They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got the Jags.
Love. Yeah. Like, it's Jameis, so stop playing. Just go, just move. Take Terry's spot, you know, like right now. Just move Bradshaw out the way and put Jameis Winston in there, because that is a fit and it is awesome and it is wonderful. I love that human being so much. Did you see the TikTok he put out the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's at the subway and it says, if you go through the Publix and you pass the crab legs, keep walking.
Self-deprecating sells.
Awesome.
It does. It makes him such a better human. It's why people love Mike Tyson today. Self-deprecating, man. Love it.
I would say, yeah, future. I mean, I need to be entertained. That's why TNT is so great. I don't need Shaq and Chuck and Kenny to dive down the X's and O's. I need it a little bit, and that's what Kenny does at halftime when he does the race to the board. That's what I need it. After I've seen the product, and now I can be like, okay, why are the Knicks down by five?
But even that's entertaining.
And it is. They make it that way.
Yep.
And Jameis will do that. Like, that's why Tony Gonzalez hasn't made it on a set. He's not entertaining.
He's not very entertaining.
Fitzpatrick, entertaining. Takes his shirt off at the end of the broadcast. He gets all rowdy, whatever it may be. Entertaining, right? And that's what Jameis Winston is. I love him in that role. I think he could make it. I think he will make it. And if you're Fox right now, you're going, hey, man, what's it going to take?
And sports has evolved so much. The hardos out there don't like it because there's not enough of the X's and O's and mainstream stuff. But the people who are watching the mainstream aren't the hardos, and they don't want that kind of stuff. They want to be entertained. They want to laugh. They want to have fun. You know, sports has its hardo side, but it also has its entertainment side, and there's more people out there that want to be entertained than the hardo side of things. And that's why we're seeing guys that may not be the best at X's and O's. Who cares? But boy, are they wildly entertaining. And you don't want to miss a thing that they have to say.
No doubt.
Last one. One word on the World Cup draw.
Awesome. Fun. Great. Kansas City. Let's go, baby. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, Argentina and Algeria. Ecuador versus Curacao. Netherlands versus Tunisia. And Austria versus Algeria. That's it. Let's go.
Not bad. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tanzania. Isn't that where Tasmanian Devil's from? Seriously.
I don't know. Tunisia.
Tanzania, though, is a country, and I think that is where
Tasmanian Devil's from. Tasmania.
Oh.
Hence the name.
That little guy. No, I think that was a huge win for Kansas City. Not only do you have an opportunity to see Messi and Ronaldo possibly play in a knockout game, but the United States got a hell of a draw. Like, he had just mentioned the team. Like, we had Graham Zuzzi in here. Like, they should make a run.
I mean, Ecuador, Argentina, and Netherlands. Those are three big world powers, man.
I think I'm going to offer to be a usher just to be able to get into the game.
That's not a bad idea.
Seriously.
Yeah. I was just talking to the PR lady that was with Graham Zuzzi. She's been going through background checks for months now. Yeah, no, she was to be a volunteer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll know in February whether or not they clear and whether they're going to be volunteers or not.
That's crazy.
She's she has connections. Yeah, it's not like she's just in some smojo.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm excited for the World Cup.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't Algeria play for the Falcons? That's good.
No, he steals a lot of touchdowns from the mustard man. That's all I know. Bijan Robinson. Welcome to it. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into what was the announcements of the college football playoff, give you kind of a heads up of where it's going to be, who's going to play when and what time. All of that, plus Mac loves Notre Dame because he's Irish. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, if you ask me, it's officially college basketball season. Can't wait to dive into rosters. Get into those blue bloods. See if Kansas can keep rolling as they took care of Missouri yesterday, in case you missed it. They won 80-60, and it was at T-Mobile Arena. Center, Arena, one of the two, Bueller.
Never heard of him.
Center.
Yeah, is it always going to be like the Sprint Center, the way that it's always Sandstone? Like, you're never going to call it anything else?
I found that so many people are saying T-Mobile, though. It's crazy. Like, this seems to be the one that's actually changed, where people embraced, you know, the change, which is strange because usually we don't, you know, like right. Sandstone's always going to be Sandstone.
Yeah. Kind of like, what is it now? Like a Ariza Center?
I have no idea.
That's the punter for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Azura Amphitheater.
Yeah. Like the Morton Salt Amphitheater. When that changes in 10 years, are we still going to call it the Morton Salt Amphitheater?
Sidebar, that place looks sick.
Doesn't it though? Yeah. So, yeah. I can't wait for Guns N' Roses in August.
Oh yeah. I'm interested in how Axl's going to sound.
Yeah. You know, he was good 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So was Andy.
Yeah. No. That is true. But, I mean, obviously we can get into everything that's, you know, kind of gone on and the reboot and all that kind of stuff that they're doing.
Guns N' Roses. Are they by themselves? Because I know it's their final tour.
I think so. Yeah.
Slash.
I saw them, 3 or 4 times. They've been great every single time. Now, the last time I saw them was pre-COVID, obviously, in 2019 at the Louder Than Life Music Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, which I would recommend if you're young. But when you're an old fart like myself, it's like, okay, enough is enough here.
Because, see, like, stuff like this, we've created a topic, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you'll always call it Sandstone.
Yeah.
A lot of people still call it Sprint Center.
Right.
Nobody calls it X.
No, nobody calls it X. Nobody calls it X.
Somebody says,
but if they do, they always say formerly Twitter.
Right.
There's never just X, you know?
No one's like, I sent an X out. Like, wait, what? And then you tweet.
Yeah.
Then if it's called a tweet, then anyways, someone says the Legends is still the Woodlands in my house. Go, Greyhounds, go.
Oh, yeah. The Legends is the Woodlands.
I was, Grandpa was being nice, but Grandpa was just comped because Grandpa had a gambling addiction on Greyhound pups.
They had dollar beer nights every Friday.
Great nachos.
Every Friday was dollar. So we used to drive over from Lawrence. Stoker never drove or never drank, so he would always be the designated driver. And so we'd pile into his like Saturn and go over to watch the dogs race. And he liked gambling on that. That was an 18 and up event. You could get in at 18 and gamble on the dogs at the Woodlands, and then dollar beer night. I mean, shoot, we would go there. Every Friday, and then
what's the
head
dog's
up to
name?
The Argosy.
Yeah. Oh my.
That was back in the day where the boat, like, you had to wait until like the 2-hour limit came and then they let you on.
Somebody says they still call it Kemper Arena.
Yeah.
Somebody says we need to call Morton's Saltstone.
Yeah, Saltstone. I do like that. But I feel like the T-Mobile Center, like, people have embraced that name change. You don't hear Sprint Center much anymore from people, which is bizarre because how many people are going to call it Kansas City Stadium during the World Cup, right? What are we going to call the new baseball stadium when that's built? You know, are we going to call it by that name or are we going to call it the new K?
Royal Park.
Royal Park at T-Mobile Center.
See, I just call it T-Mobile because, like, my buddy was, like, adamant they were playing this game in, like,
Columbia. And I'm like, no, dude, this isn't Kansas City. It's at T-Mobile. And he's like, nah,
it's
sure?
a KU like, home game, but they played it there.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, right? Like, that's what they would consider the halfway point, even though it's not. It
should be played there every year.
I like the atmosphere of college basketball. That's the one thing I think that has never gone away is the atmosphere. Like, when Duke and North Carolina play at Cameron Indoor,
right.
I am excited to see all those people just lose their mind and jump, right?
I always say the best thing is the atmosphere, and then the game takes place.
Yeah.
Like, if you could just go to Allen Fieldhouse for the atmosphere, fine. Because it is great, yeah.
And speaking of college sports, we saw Indiana get the one seed in the college football playoff, followed by Ohio State, followed by, I believe it is Texas Tech.
No, Texas Tech is four. Who the hell was three?
Why did I forget?
The SEC, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia three, Texas Tech four, and then everybody else will play, and then they'll play the – obviously it goes on through that way. Yeah. But I had a hard time believing this, and I know it's understandable because Saturday was awesome for me. College football was every game. I was ready to see it, and – at the end of it all, I'm watching because Duke and Virginia go to overtime, which was...
I mean, they saved the good games to the end of the day, too.
Fair. Yeah, and I thought BYU would be better, but that quarterback melted in the biggest game of his life.
Boy,
I mean, just terrible game.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Alabama gets blasted by Kirby Smart. Like, yep. Here you are, sir. Welcome to it. And then that game against Indiana, Ohio State, boring. Ten sort of matchup. But at the end of it, I'm looking at the TV and I'm going... So Indiana's the powerhouse. And I go, what a time it is in college football because of where we have gone, what we have seen. It used to just always be the same teams. And there's still a lot of similar teams in this tournament field, right?
Right.
Oregon, Alabama, Oklahoma, all these teams are in there.
Right.
And I'm looking at the TV and I'm going, this is the guy that we joked about a year ago saying, Google me.
Right.
This is the guy who played Notre Dame last year in South Bend, lost. Mm-hmm. And then this year he came back. Could have been a miraculous year. Could have been a one and done. Could have been a one hit wonder. No. That was just the beginning. And Indiana now a force to be reckoned with in college football. That's what I took away. And I thought it was just amazing to me to see that Indiana Hoosiers are the best team in college football.
I mean, it's wild to think about, but that's why I love the NIL, because I love the fact that it's causing friction. It's causing conflict. It's making teams that never really had the opportunity to be anything into something. I know Vanderbilt didn't make it in, but they've been a power all year long. Indiana and Texas Tech are two of your top four teams. Without the NIL, we're not having that fun that Lubbock had this year. How great would it have been to have a game in Lubbock too? I mean, the top four get that bye, but they also miss out on that home game. How cool would a game in Lubbock, Texas have been, for the playoffs? I thought that was really awesome. And then you get James Madison and Tulane in as well. Like, I like the fact that we're seeing a lot of these non-traditional powers, and it makes the old guard very, very nervous. They don't like it because they see their reign coming to an end, and all these new kids on the block are jumping up and they're saying, hey, we're here as well. And if you've got money, it's open the door. And if you went to Indiana, I've got some friends that went to Indiana, seeing their reaction for this. I mean, it's awesome. It's one of the coolest things you could do to give somebody in sports hope that's never had it before. And here we are with Indiana and Vanderbilt and Texas Tech and Tulane and James Madison. Like, this is the way it should be.
Can college football win? Because here's my issue. And I know
win regarding what?
Everybody wants teams like James Madison, Tulane to have a chance.
Right.
We know they're going to get blasted.
Right. We don't want to see them win, but we want to see them have a chance to win. Yeah.
My biggest gripe with people that are like, well, Notre Dame should have been in. I don't think Alabama should have been in. I think that's where the biggest gripe is.
Yeah.
That's a team that I think is holding on to the threads of the past, that they're like, we'll keep Alabama. And Alabama got embarrassed in the SEC championship game.
Mm-hmm. But they also say they don't use that as a point of emphasis, but for Notre Dame, they said they did. See, that's the problem that we have here. One hand does not wash the other in these things. You're going to make your case for Notre Dame, and then you could say the complete opposite for Alabama. But you just said Notre Dame didn't get in because... you know, they didn't play a championship game, but then you said they lost a championship game and got blasted. Ah, but that doesn't matter because it's an extra data point. Miami didn't play a championship game. So it's bizarre how you do it. That's why you just need to have what we have in every other sport.
Are their eyes bigger than their stomach?
Who's?
The college football, like, I guess, like, did they move too fast? Like, did they? Because, I mean, I get it. It's working. It's entertaining. Yeah. And we're going to watch it all. But it's like, did you understand what you were getting yourself into before you got yourself into it, right? Like, did you order the giant bolognese not knowing that you were going to get 4 pounds of pasta? Like,
you got to know what you're getting yourself into. And I think that when you look at this, because I don't think we're done with the number of teams. I think there will be an expansion to what we already have. We've already seen it now twice.
But other than Notre Dame, who should have been in that didn't get in? That's why I always
people
have a
people would say Vanderbilt. People would say Texas.
Maybe Texas. Maybe you can make a case. But I think BYU and Notre Dame are the first two out.
And then people will start saying they should have a playoff game. Should Miami and Notre Dame play one more game and the winner goes in? I don't know.
I mean, that would we got time. Like, if you had a, like, the NFL doesn't shy away from that kind of stuff. Season ends, wild card game next week. Why can't we do that in college sports? Fine. You want to have a play-in game for that final 12 spot? What the committee should say is, hey, we couldn't figure out who to give that final spot to, so we're going to pit you two guys together in a game on Saturday. What else is going on Saturday?
Right.
Right? Nothing. So wouldn't you sit down and watch like a pre-playoff game to determine that final spot?
I mean, we do it in the NFL.
Yeah,
I see a two-seed play a seventh seed before they go off to play the divisional round, and it's always a blowout, but it's still something to watch. It's a waste of...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sell it's yeah. Make money.
I like it. I like
somebody
that
says, college football won. You guys are whining about it in Kansas City. We're having a discussion about it.
Anytime you discuss something and it doesn't resonate with that individual, it's whining about it. It's having a legit conversation. The only way you get it right is if you go to a standings and all that kind of stuff. But then you don't have the discussion like this. Like, you know, somebody had said to me yesterday or 2 days ago, they're doing a 3-hour show for the selection of college football. And yeah, because you can have all these different conversations of who should be in and who shouldn't be in. And that's why I think for college sports, they're never going to go to what we see in professional sports, because in professional sports, there's really no arguing of who should be in the playoff, because it's all done by standings. You win and you're in. And in college sports, it's all up to a committee, and you can break that thing down for hours. It's great.
I also love these guys from the 816. College football is such a pile of crap and corrupt BS. The product sucks.
No, we said football, not college basketball.
It says college football. Coming up on the other side, what's in the script?
Not much.
Okay. I think I was right. You're welcome. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.